This is 89.3 Huntsville Public Radio. Hi there, I'm Dory Nutt, one of the producers of the Sundial Writers' Corner, along with Brett Tannehill. Today, we feature a cautionary tale by Colin Williams, another of the Huntsville Literary Association's Young Writers Contest winners. He says this story was written to raise awareness of the fact that we have environmental issues and we need to fix them.
The history of the future. The year nobody knows. Out here on Earth 2, we cannot match our days with Earth 1's days, so nobody tries. An unknown amount of time ago, but probably several hundred Earth 1 years or so, global warming started being too much for all life on Earth 1. Humans and animals would suddenly drop dead because of the extremely frequent heat waves. Ocean evaporation was measured in feet. During the days of environmental Earth, global warming was just a pain, but when it became a murderer, it was time to take action. By gathering supplies from Earth 1 and outer space, humans created a new, habitable planet, Earth 2. The few million humans who had not yet died gathered into massive civilian transport spaceships and left Earth 1. The few humans who foolishly stayed have adapted to the multi-hundred degree temperatures. Instead of being warm-blooded, Earth 1 humans are now ice-blooded, relying on constant boiling temperatures to keep their blood thawed. No longer do whales roam the oceans. Instead, fossils roam empty basins. Lizards live where seals and polar bears once lived. Earth 1 will never have another ice age. Obviously, Earth 2 is a lot colder than Earth 1. The temperature is equivalent to pre-global warming Earth 1. Since changes in the weather only occur if they are necessary, the weather during the seasons is very predictable. Just like how the weather only changes if necessary, we Earth 2 humans only take what we need. We only occupy a small part of Earth 2's land area, Pangaea 2. Most of Pangaea 2 is for the animals who are brought to Earth 2 to avoid extinction. Creatures such as fish and chickens are still killed to fill our stomachs, but at a reasonable rate to preserve them and us. Animal hunting is only allowed when a species goes out of control and disrupts the environment. The only take what we need rule also applies to our daily lives. Houses are not bigger than needed, and sometimes multiple families will share a house. Trash cans are a thing of the past. Instead, waste is recycled or composted. To prevent global warming from occurring on Earth 2, most technology from Earth 1 is unused to prevent the need for unnaturally created electricity. There are no cars, only car-shaped pedal-powered replicas of automobiles. Cook fires are used instead of electric ovens and stoves, and the fire's smoke powers machines that, in turn, power electric lights. It may seem like we've become our primitive ancestors' replicas, but us Earth 2 humans are inspired by nature instead of pixels. Typical jobs are now wildlife protectors instead of computer defenders. Some electronic devices are still powered up due to excess energy that needs to be used, but most Earth 2 humans don't know what a computer, video game, or phone is. Humanity has also outgrown currency. Instead of treating worthless pieces of paper and useless hunks of metal, money has been replaced by the fair trading of useful objects. This way, we actually have the value we say we have. In schools, people learn about flora and fauna instead of the ancient stone fortresses and metal men of Earth 1. Wars and plagues have never set foot on Earth 2. Without fear of premature death, we are free to use our talents and shoot for the stars. Literally, since Earth 2 is in space as far as Earth 1's inhabitants are concerned. Many talented performers and scientists have become legendary across Earth 2. As long as we all learn from what happened to Earth 1, humanity and Earth 2 will continue to live on. Some people worry about the possibility of humans overrunning all of Earth 2. Just like Earth 1, the animals will have to move for the sake of new neighborhoods and stores. Where will the animals go if humanity once again takes over? There are two likely scenarios. One possibility is creating Earth 3, an animal-only planet. There, the animals could thrive and run the planet their way, without the human interference that occurred on Earth 1 and Earth 2. Of course, humanity's greed would probably result in the domination of Earth 2 and Earth 3. The second possibility is researching a way to recreate Earth 1's atmosphere and reduce the overall temperature. If it were possible, it could result in a home for the animals and a way to recreate what humanity lost when global warming drove us away. A section of Earth 1 would still have to be desert for the current inhabitants of Earth 1. But restored Earth 1 could result in a home for the animals on Earth 2. Rebuilding Earth 1 would keep humanity busy for many Earth 1 years, reducing the possibility of animals quickly losing their new home. Hopefully, invasions of humans in the animals' territory will never happen. If we are content with the fraction of Earth 2 we have, humanity can endure for thousands of Earth 1 years, just like we already have. Humanity has evolved and endured for countless eons. We have created countless new things, only to lose them to our creation, global warming. We have killed a planet and made a new one. We have rebuilt humanity from the ashes of a dying planet and the birth of a new one. We might be able to survive on a planet that was not naturally created, or we might create another home world. We might never kill another planet, or we might kill a whole galaxy's worth of planets. One thing is certain, though. We will try our best.
Colin Williams is a rising ninth grader that homeschools, and he enjoys writing and anime art. He's already had computer games published by his own company, Piece of Cake Games, and is working to have a mobile game ready to release by this fall. A real Renaissance young man, Colin even created the musical background for the reading of his story. You can hear Colin's History of the Future again if you'd like by going to WLRH.org and clicking on the Sundial tab. You can hear all the past episodes of Sundial there, and you can hear a new edition each Monday morning at 9 here on 89.3 Huntsville Public Radio.